This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات، وفطر الله عليها البشرية، وهي أساس الفرض والسنة، ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله، وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله، وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله، وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم الأرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in the last week khutbah, I was talking about the nasiha or the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, where he says, "O Abu Dharr, strengthen your ship, for the sea is deep, stock up on provisions, for the journey is long, lighten your back, for the mountain is steep, and purify your work, your amal, for Allah is watchful." A beautiful advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we wanted to end the year of 2024 with, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you benefit from it, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that as we are starting the new year, that you have all kind of good intention, niyat, khayr, inshallah, to improve and to change yourself. Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this year and to make it better than last year. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the sins and shower them with the mercy anyone who passed on. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give shifa to anyone who is struggling with their health. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give a better job and a better source of income and provision for those who lost their jobs. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give barakah and rizq halal tayyib for anyone who is struggling financially. Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. The brothers and sisters, there was an experiment. It's kind of harsh, but there is a wisdom and a beautiful lesson that we can learn from it. A group of scientists, they brought rats because they wanted to, you know, try something, test something. And they brought some buckets, you know, filled with water, like huge ones, big ones, right? To ensure the rats will not be able to escape. And they put, you know, they filled half of it, of the buckets, with water. Then they put the rats in this water, in these pockets, different, like in these buckets, like each rat in a bucket, to see what is going to happen. Obviously, it's harsh, but they wanted to learn something. So while they're observing this experiment, brothers and sisters, they noticed that the rats were trying to risk to save themselves by, you know, climbing, by trying to escape from that water. Otherwise, they're going to drown, right? So they noticed that the rats, they tried for 15 minutes, and then they're about to give up. They surrender to death. There is no way out. So right before they feel they're going to die, they would take them out of the pocket, out of the buckets of the water. So they brought them out of the bucket, and then they tried the same experiment again. They put the rats again in the bucket. And this time, the rats they were trying the same thing, trying to escape. The first time, remember, how long did it take them? 15 minutes. The second time, brothers and sisters, you know how long it took them? 60 hours. They were trying for 60 hours. You know why? You know what's the secret behind that? One word. Hope. H-O-P-E. Hope. And the first time, they felt there was no hope. We're dying. That's it. But when they actually saved them, the second time, they thought the same thing will happen. They will eventually be saved, but they need to keep on pushing and trying harder. For 60 hours, they have tried until eventually, of course, they saved them. So what do we learn from this, brothers and sisters? That we're starting a new year, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make a blessed year. I mean, there is something beautiful in our deen when it comes to hope, to amal, and the tafa'ul. As I start the new year, the very first thing that you try to change is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first thing. Yes, we have what we call a new year resolution. Some people call it a wish list, whatever you may call it. But something you want to change in this year. The very first thing you should always write down is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it improving? Is it not improving? Am I getting better this year or not? And at the end of the year, you need to review this. Is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala good or not? All right? Am I still committing the same exact sins? Am I going through the same habits? Making the same habits, the old habits, or am I changing them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, created us, and He knows that we slip and we make mistakes. That's why He gave us hope. And the concept of hope here is tawbah and repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the most beautiful concept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. If you ever want to talk about hope, talk about the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, it doesn't matter what you do. As long as you ask for forgiveness, I'm ready to forgive and reset. Start again. Of course, there are conditions, right? Start again, brand new person. Finish the salah, make the dhikr, you're a new, brand new person. Every single time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, doesn't matter what you do in your life, you can always come back and I will accept you. That's hope. So you start in this new year and you want to reconcile with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but deep inside, you know that you've made a lot of mistakes and you feel ashamed of yourself and you feel ashamed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees what you do. And because of that, brothers and sisters, we stop ourselves from reconnecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either because of this or you don't want people to judge you. And that's another problem. Even if you want to improve yourself, you don't want people to make fun of you. Oh, he goes to the masjid. He's a maulana right now, right? Especially for young people. It happens all the time. Oh, mashallah, started growing beard. He started doing this. You're maulana now. You become a mufti. And it starts from where? From the parents, which is so ajeeb, wallahi. It's ajeeb of how many parents, as soon as their kids started coming to the masjid, praying five times, remind them to pray. It's like, whom do you listen to? Where do you go? Ajeeb. I understand that you want to be careful. Like you want to, you want to make sure that your son is doing the right thing. But if your son or your daughter are trying to change themselves, please do not stop on their way. Help them. Even if you're not on the path. But do help them. So a lot of time we do not reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not make tawbah because we're worried that Allah will not accept us. Because we've messed up really, really bad. Shaykh, I've done all kinds of sins. I've committed all kinds of sins. Do you think Allah will forgive me? Yes. He says, Allah will forgive you. Huwa al-Ghafoor Rahim. And that's part of being a human being. Nobody will be an angel ever, myself included. We will always continue making mistakes. But the difference is, as long as we are aware of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hope that every single day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, every single day is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single day, every single morning you wake up, you open your eyes, is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a hope. He's telling you, He's giving you hope. He's telling you there is second chance for you. Every single day, there is second chance. The amazing story that I shared before, and the dialogue, the conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Shaitan Iblis, when Allah kicked him out of Jannah, you know what he said? He said, وَعِزَّتِكَ وَجَلَالِكَ, I swear by your glory that I will continue misguiding them as long as until the day of judgment. Until the last breath, I will continue misguiding them. I will always tell them there is no hope. You're so messed up. You're not going to improve. You're a bad person. That's what shaitan instills in our mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded saying, and I swear by my glory that I will continue forgiving them as long as they ask for forgiveness. That's the deal, brothers and sisters. 2024, 2025, 1446, 1447, it's always going to be the deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter what happens. As long as you rectify yourself, as long as you are ready to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Rajab started. It's a wonderful opportunity to prepare yourself for the month of Ramadan. May Allah allow us to reach the month of Ramadan, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala personally invite each and every one of us. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. He says, oh my servants who wrong themselves, on 2024, we wronged ourselves. He said, do not despair from the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Shaitan wants you to give in, to give up. It's not going to work, Habibi. Stop going to the masjid. It's not going to work. All right? And Shaitan, when you try to better yourself, he tells you, aren't you ashamed of yourself? After what you've done, you're still asking Allah and praying to Allah. What a hypocrite are you, subhanAllah? That's shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't listen to this. I am here to accept you. People will not accept you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept you. So brothers and sisters, with the new year, start fresh. It's a fresh start with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. You know why? Because when you fix your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything else in your life will be fixed. Wallahi. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to be tested, you're not going to lose your job, you're not going to have marital issues. You will always have these things. That's part of the process you and I have to go through. We have to embrace the process. We have to accept it. Tests are part of dunya, okay? Otherwise, it's not dunya, it's Jannah, right? But your life is going to be always good, always. Because you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always good. You know, when couples come, especially when the unfaithfulness happened. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give maghfirah to anyone who is doing something behind his wife's back, or anyone who is, doing something behind her husband's back. Ya Allah, give them rahman. Ya Allah, forgive their sins and bring them back, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Right? So I always say to the wife or the brother, forget about this. Forget about your wife catching you or you catching her. Forget about this. Forget about this. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is straightforward, it doesn't matter if the whole world asks for your phone or your password, right? You know the silly argument, should I share my password with my wife or not? Are you scared of something? Are you worried of something? That's why when someone asks you for the password, you're worried about it, all right? Aren't you ashamed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah can see you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see you. So brothers and sisters, start afresh with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Focus in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to accept you. Wallahi, He is ready to accept you. Say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And be regretful. Regret what you've done in the past because you disobeyed the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And move on. And that's the most important thing. All right? Ask for maghfirah. All right? Feel bad for what you did, ask for maghfirah, and move on. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you. He's not going to tell you, hey, tomorrow you've done that. You've done that the other day. He's not going to tell you this. He's going to treat you as if like you've never committed a sin from the very, very beginning. Start fresh. That's the invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us a beautiful hadith, a beautiful story. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happy, right? Is more happy with your tawbah when you repent, when you come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's more happy, all right? Than a person, imagine this. Someone takes his ride, camel, horse, whatever, his Ferrari, whatever. And he goes to the desert. And on the right, on the back of the right, his provision, food, water, everything that make him survive. And then he rested under the shade of a tree, just take a rest, a break. And when he wakes up, he does not find the ride. The camel or the horse or the car is gone. And remember, there's nobody else on the desert, all right? And then the food is gone, the water is gone. This person has nothing to do but wait for death. And while he's waiting for death, the Prophet ﷺ has given us this analogy. While he's waiting for death, he opens his eyes again and he finds the ride next to him. It came back. And because he was so happy when he saw that, his technically speaking, is back to life. He says, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Oh Allah, you are my servant and I'm your Lord. You know why he said that? Out of joy. Meaning that he could not hold himself. He was so excited for coming back to life that he made this mistake. And he said, Ya Allah, you are my servant. I am your Lord. How happy he must have been, subhanAllah. The Prophet ﷺ says, Allah is happier, is more happy when you repent back to him than that person. Don't be ashamed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfirullah, sincerely from your heart. But you know, when you say astaghfirullah and you're planning another haram thing in your mind, it doesn't count. It doesn't count. Brothers, sisters, about Allah, it's a new year. Let's start fresh with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is always hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, we conclude with this. Ibrahim ibn Adham, someone came to him and he said, Ya Imam, I commit a lot of sins and I feel bad about myself. Can you please tell me something that keeps me away from, you know, from sins and from all of this path? I don't like my life like this. I want to be better. So he said, Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, if you do these five things, if you're able to do five things, then the sin will not harm you. The sin will not harm you. If you guarantee five things for me, the sin will not harm you. I want you to remember this very well, okay? Because there is a message behind that. And we'll conclude with this, inshallah. He says, there are five conditions. If you fulfill the conditions, the sin will not harm you. Go do whatever you want. He said, what's the first one? The first one, when you want to disobey Allah, do not eat from his provision. The moment shaitan puts this ma'asi and the sin in your mind, don't eat from the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't eat from the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man said, from where then I will eat? It's everything's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means I'm not going to eat. He said, aren't you ashamed that you ate from the provision, the risk of Allah, and you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's the first condition. So do not eat from the provision of Allah. The second condition, when you want to disobey Allah, do not reside in any of his land. Do not reside in any of his land. Don't live in Dallas, don't live in Houston, don't live in New York, don't live anywhere in his land. Find somewhere else where you can disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, how come? How can we do that? Everything, the whole universe belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, is that right for you now to eat from his provision and reside in his land and then disobey him? Does that make sense? Is that right? And then he said the third condition, when you want to disobey Allah while eating from his provision and resigning in his lands, find a place where he cannot see you. Go hide somewhere, in your closet, in your house, you know, anywhere where Allah cannot see you, and then commit the sin. He said, how can I do that? Allah can see me everywhere. Then he says, if you know that Allah can see you, then how dare you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and commit the sin? Number four, he says, when the angel of death comes to take your soul, say to him, delay me for a while until I repent. When the angel of death, and this, khwani akhawati, young people, death does not discriminate. In the beginning of the khutbah, I spoke about hope, but there is always a limit. There is a limit to everything. If you think that, because the sheikh said, you can make ma'asiyah and then repent. Commit ma'asiyah and sin and repent over and over and over again and Allah will reset. But what if the angel of death comes to any of us while we are committing the ma'asiyah, the sin, what are we going to do about it? It happens so many times, right? How many times you hear, I've heard stories about young people dying in the bathroom while taking drugs, overdose in the bathroom, right? Or watching something inappropriate. The angel of death comes during that time. Allahu Akbar, how shameful this is, right? Think about it. So he says, if the angel of death, when he comes to you, do not tell him, delay me for a little bit. He said, that's not going to happen. All right? Number five. He said, when malaikat al-azab, when the angels of judgment, when they want to take you to Jahannam, may Allah protect us, don't go with them. Don't go with them. He said, this is not even possible. He said, if you cannot do any of these things, then why would you commit sins and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, there is always hope in the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start fresh. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and to accept our good deeds, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our youth, to protect our young people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower all of us in His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite all of us in Jannat al-Firdaus, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma aghfir lana wa rahamna, wa aafina wa afu anna, wa akrimna, wa la tuhinna, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ameen, wa aqim as-salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا في صلاتكم صلوا صلاة ودع الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله. استغفر الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have a couple of دعاء المغفرة. We have Father in law, Brother Khalid. He passed away in Bangladesh. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. His name is Ayyub Ali. It's called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. المغفرة. We have Nazam Rahman. She's the aunt of Shamin and Omar Ghaffar, passed away in India. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we have sister Saida Parasha. She's the mother-in-law of our beloved brother Razwan Sheikh. She passed away in Houston. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Let's make dua, inshallah, rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wa jika wa azim sultanik. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة ولا تجعلها حفرة من حفر النار يا رب العالمين. اللهم واجمعنا بهم في الجنة. اللهم واجمعنا بهم في الجنة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجمعنا بأحبابنا في جنة الفردوس يا رب العالمين. اللهم آمين. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
How are you doing?